Drake London is through cut day, one of five receivers on Atlanta's initial 53, alongside Jahan Dotson, Zachariah Branch, and Olamide Zaccheaus, with Chris Blair winning the final spot per Dave Choate at the Falcoholic. And the question hanging over his season is not. The preseason is over, the roster is set, and nobody has been named to throw him the ball in week one. The week gave that question its shape. On Monday, August 24th, Michael Penix Jr. took his first 11-on-11 reps of camp and rotated with Tua Tagovailoa on the first team, an even six-play split in one period, and Penix's work included hitting London in stride, per Tori McElhaney at AtlantaFalcons.com. Friday's finale belonged to Tagovailoa, with Penix ruled out, and London played in the starting unit. The team site game breakdown credits him with the block on the outside that sprung Kyle Pitts' 37-yard catch and run, per Will McFadden and McElhaney. No receiving line for London appears in that story, a gap in the reporting, not a zero. While Dotson caught 3 for 27 with the starters. So the checkable facts are that London practiced with both quarterbacks, played and blocked. The throws themselves went uncharted. Kevin Stefanski, asked Wednesday about the starter, said, "I just know it's not today," tying the announcement to the depth chart deadline, per Nick Shook at NFL.com, while NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported Tuesday that the job is Michael Penix's for the taking, per Scott Thompson at Outkick. Nobody in the building has said a name. Our June preview built London's case on the thing that lasts, a 30% target share and 40% of Atlanta's air yards, a share that survived poor quarterback play before. And this window tested none of it while confirming the premise around it. 8 days ago, we wrote that the man throwing to him in September was undecided, and that question just outlasted the final checkpoint that could have answered it on the field. We'll pick the thread back up once Atlanta puts a name on the job. Data via NFL Verse.